Good morning, everyone. I am Elizabeth Schert. I'm Executive Director for Policy and Strategy at Emissions Reduction Alberta. ERA has a mandate to seek out, fund, and accelerate innovative solutions that can reduce greenhouse gases in Alberta and help secure the province's success in a low-carbon economy. We are key partners on delivering the Alberta government's climate leadership plan, as well as the climate change innovation and technology framework that was mentioned just a few minutes ago. So what does that mean, practically speaking? It means that our funding that we invest back into technology comes from those facilities in Alberta that choose to comply with Alberta's industrial greenhouse gas regulations by paying into a fund, price per ton. Those funds are granted to us by the Government of Alberta. It also means that we fund projects in the pilot, demonstration, scale-up, and first-of-a-kind deployment phases because we support the technology development and large-scale deployment stream of programming under the CCITF. Our strategic priorities here are about accelerating technology, but they're also about convening the resources we need to commercialize those technologies, turn them from ideas into products and products into companies. And it's about maximizing our impact by leveraging those funds through partnerships. Since 2009, when we were first established as the Climate Change Emissions Management Corporation, we've invested $375 million into 128 projects in four key focus areas: fossil fuel supply, electricity, biotechnology, and industrial efficiency. Across our portfolio, you'll see projects in the oil sands, in conventional oil and gas, renewables, energy storage, biofuels, biomaterials, manufacturing, advanced materials, chemicals, carbon capture and utilization, transportation. If there's an opportunity to reduce greenhouse gases through innovative technology, we will consider it. We estimate that by 2020, we'll see 8 cumulative megatons of reductions from our projects, and by 2030, 28 megatons of cumulative reductions. So who do we fund? We will fund technologies from anywhere in the world, but we have to see a demonstrated benefit to Alberta. That typically takes the form of a pilot, demonstration, or deployment project in the province of Alberta. We'll fund technologies led by proponents from large industrial emitters, not-for-profits, small and medium-sized enterprises, technology developers, municipalities, research organizations, post-secondaries. We run the gamut in terms of leads on our projects. How do we find those proponents? Typically, we fund through competitive calls for proposals, like our most recent BEST challenge, which sought projects in biotechnology, electricity, and sustainable transportation, BEST. But we can also consider projects for funding that are referred to us by trusted partners in the system. Those are like-minded funders like Alberta Innovates, like Sustainable Technology Development Canada, and a host of others who also have shared outcomes like ours and run competitive, rigorous processes to identify projects for funding. If a project is recommended for funding by one of our expert review teams and is approved for funding by our board, you can receive up to 50% of total project costs, but every dollar ERA contributes must be matched by private investment. I'm going to be sitting at table one during the breaks. You can find more information about us in page 14 of the booklet on your table. Thank you so much, Jason, Jessica, for having us, and I look forward to chatting with all of you.